Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. Iraqi security forces brigades, police, Anbar tribal fighters, and popular mobilization units have encircled Fallujah, the first Iraqi city to fall to Islamic State militants, in 2014. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire. He said pointedly that U.S. patience is running out.
Our patience is not infinite. In fact, it is very limited now with respect to whether or not Assad is going to be held accountable. And meanwhile, we also are prepared to hold accountable members of the opposition who have both been playing off each other to continue the violence and break the cessation.
John Kerry. U.S. investigators say that the wife of the man who carried out Sunday's mass shooting in Florida had some knowledge of his plans. They say Nur Zahi Salmanand had accompanied him on a so-called reconnaissance mission to the gay nightclub where the attack occurred. Officials said they have not yet decided whether they will charge the woman, but U.S. Special Agent Ron Hopper held open the possibility.
We will leave no stone unturned. And what that means is, at the end of all of our interviews, however long that takes, if someone is able to be charged in this investigation, we will bring them to justice.
Salman has been cooperating with investigators. This is VOA News.